Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy, and I'm going to be your host today. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that has just kind of been in scripture for me for the last couple of weeks. And so I just thought I would just take it to the podcast. And so if you are new here, my name is Tracy. I am so excited that you have tuned in today. And here on Fostering Faith, today we're going to be learning and leaning into a word that has just, like I said, been in through scripture. We talked about it in class, and it's just kind of been in scripture that I've been reading, and it's the word go. And so let me ask you something. When God calls you to go, do you actually go? Do you get up right away? No questions asked, no strings attached, or do you sit back, hesitate, calculate all the risks, and wait until you feel ready? Here's the thing. Scripture is full of people who were called to go, and the way that they responded says something about the depth of their faith. Some burned their plows, some dropped their nets, and some left their family, land, and livelihood. Others hesitated, looked back, or missed out. And today we're going to be wrestling with that very tension. When God says go, do you go? Do you burn the wagon like Elisha? Or do you stay tied to it just in case? Do you drop your nets like Peter and Andrew? Or do you keep patching them while Jesus is already walking down the shore? This isn't just a cute little Bible like study or like whatever. This is about life and death, about your obedience, about your calling, and how God's kingdom advances through us. And so let's start with Elisha. In the story in Kings, 1 Kings 19, 19, 21, so say that again. So 1 Kings 19, verse 19 through 21, Elijah the prophet finds Elisha plowing the 12 yoke of oxen. And that's just not a couple of animals. That's a lot of equipment. That means Elisha had wealth, land, savability, a 401k plan, a house that he probably is paid off. He had everything. And Elijah comes by, throws a cloak over him, and says, "This is your signal. You're chosen. God is calling you. Follow me." So what does Elijah do? He slaughters his oxen. He burns his plow. He throws a feast for his people. And then he set out to follow Elijah. Do you hear that? He literally destroys the tools of his own life. I can't fall back on that. No. If this prophet gig doesn't work out, I'll come back to the farm again. No. He burns the plow. He makes it impossible to turn back. And here's the application. So sometimes obedience looks like closing doors so tight that you can't return enter and go back. Even if you want to. That's faith. That's trust. That's saying, "God, if you're calling me forward, then forward is the only way." And so let's fast forward to Matthew 4, 18 through 22. And so Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. He sees Simon Peter and Andrew casting their nets. And he says, "Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men." The text says immediately they left their nets and followed him. Not after they sold the fish, not once they finished patching up their nets, immediately. And then he calls James and John, and they're in their boat with their father, mending their nets. And the text says, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And so let's pause and say, they left their father. That's family. That's identity. That's legacy. And still, they stepped out. We love to romanticize these moments and think about the cost, no job security, no guarantees, no roadmap, just Jesus saying, "Follow me," and them saying, "Yes." And so as we're going all the way and around through scriptures, let's go back to Genesis 12, 1 through 4. And if you rewind, you will see Abraham. And God tells him, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." Notice he doesn't even tell the name of the land. Just, I'll show you. That's like me telling you, pack your bags, we're moving, and I'll tell you where we're going once we get on the road. Who is signing up for that? Yes, there are some people out there that are willing to do and go whatever. But the majority of us are like, no, like I'm going to need like a month. I need this and I need this and I need this and I got to do this and I got to call them and I got to do this and I got to do this. But Abraham went. Scripture says, so Abraham went as the Lord had told him. He didn't get a GPS coordinates. He didn't get a moving checklist. He just went. And faith isn't about having a full itinerary. It's trusting the God who's writing the story. And so let's back up and ask, why does God use the word go so often? Because faith is not passive. Faith is not theory. Faith is not something that you keep in a notebook. Faith is motion. Faith is embodied. Faith takes you somewhere. God tells Noah, go build the ark. God tells Moses, go to Pharaoh. God tells Joshua, go cross the Jordan. God tells Jonah, go to Nineveh. And Jonah goes the opposite way. And we know how that ended. God tells his disciples, go and make disciples of the nations. Every major move, God starts with go. So why don't we go? Let's be real. Fear of the unknown. What if I fail? What if I look stupid? What if I lose everything? And there's comfort in the familiar. I like my job. I like my city. I like my routine. I like being comfortable. And we all love comparison. I'm not good enough. I'm not as gifted as she is. I'm not as wise as him. God must have been calling the wrong person. And control is my favorite. Lord, give me the details first. Show me the plan. Show me the blueprint. Give me plan A, B, C, D, and F. And if I don't like it, then let's rewrite it. And let's do it this way. Or maybe we could do it this way. And then I'll obey. But delayed obedience is still disobedience. The longer you wait, the heavier the plow feels. The harder it is to drop those nets. And so let's not sanitize these stories. So for Elisha, burning his plow meant burning his wealth, his security, his inheritance. For the disciples, leaving their nets meant poverty, uncertainty, and even persecution. For Abraham, leaving his home meant stepping into a foreign land, strange cultures, and constant risk. In their world, family and land weren't just personal things. They were survival. To walk away from them was radical and almost scandalous. And so that's what makes obedience even more powerful. And so what does go look like today? So maybe God is calling you to leave that toxic relationship. Maybe God is nudging you to start that ministry or that podcast. Maybe it's time to walk into a new career path that better aligns with your gifts. Maybe he's simply saying, walk across the street to introduce yourself to the neighbor, to invite them to church. Go doesn't mean geography all the time. Sometimes go just means stepping out of your silence. Sometimes it means stepping into forgiveness. Sometimes it means lying down that pride that you've been carrying. And so parents, your kids are watching you. When God tells you to go, they're watching to see if you obey. Don't just teach them to read Bible stories. Live them. Let them see what burning the plow looks like in real life. And youth, don't wait till you get older. We know that, and we've preached this all the time, you know, that you guys set the temperature for the room. God called Samuel when he was just a boy. God used David as a teenager to defeat the Goliath. And the disciples were merely young men, not seasoned elders. Our yes matters. Your yes matters. When you're 12, you're 13, you're 14, you're 15, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So maybe your go is joining the Bible club. Maybe it's befriending a kid who sits alone. Maybe it's posting truth instead of gossip. And so right now, I want you to stop what you're doing and ask, what's my plow? What's my net? What's my land of comfort? And just sit with it and ask God, what am I supposed to give up? What are you asking me to? What do I have in my hand so tight that I don't want to give up? What am I willing to drop to follow Jesus? What is my eyes on instead of him? And so take a deep breath and say it out loud if you have to. Write it down. Identify it. Because until you name it, you're dragging it behind you. And God is calling you forward. Don't let yesterday's security block tomorrow's obedience. And so think about missionaries who pack up everything and move overseas. Think about the families who foster or adopt just because God said, go love those kids. Think about the believers who start that business to honor God, even when it costs more. Obedience isn't about convenience. It's about faith. And so as we wrap up this week, picture yourself standing on the shore, nets in hand, and God is calling. What do? Do you drop it? Do you check your schedule first? Do you call your best friend? Do you call your mom? Do you call your dad? Or do you just go? Do you mend your nets? Do you drop them? Do you keep your oxen? Or do you burn the plow? Or do you play it safe? Do you call your banker? Do you call your investor? Do you call your best friends? Do you check with your teacher? Do you check off on TikTok? Do you check make sure that's not on Instagram? Or do you go where God is calling you? And so we would love to pray for you this week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much that you are pointing out what our plows are in our life. Thank you for the boldness. Thank you for allowing us to walk in our faith and so we can burn the plows and drop the nets. Thank you that you are a father and that we hear your voice. Give us encouragement to say yes without hesitation, and that we can walk away without fear, knowing that you are in control. Teach us how to go, even when we don't know where it is. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so friends, don't wait, don't hesitate. And when God calls go, he's already gone before you. And thanks for joining me today on Fostering Faith Podcast. If this message spoke to you, share it with a friend. Share it with somebody that needs encouragement. Until next week, keep fostering your faith and keep going when God calls you to go. We love you guys. Have a great week.